You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 241 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for June 27, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So for something completely different, I'm going to be going live at 8 a.m. Central every day from my personal accounts on Twitter and Instagram at AttorneyDSY, and also on the Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club page at Facebook.com/LawyersEQ. And I'm going to be actually teaching this material live. So I would love to get some interaction. So if you want to join me on any one of those pages, that would be great. I'm going to be answering live questions about the material, as well as legal questions, as well as if you're a young lawyer and you want to be mentored and you have specific questions, feel free to hop on and ask questions as well. So this is the audio from yesterday's, I guess I would call it, Legal Musings with Attorney DSY. Hope you enjoy it. What we talked about yesterday is sort of developing the content, right? And so And we talked about all of the pillars that go into or the principles for why and how you develop a personal brand. Well, today we're going to talk about or we're going to start talking about things that hold you back. And so, you know, there's this formula that Gary Vee put together, you know, intent, authenticity, passion, patience, speed, work ethic, ability to get attention, mastering the social platforms. All of these things come right out of Gary Vee's Crushing It book. But there are some things that hold us back. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, reasons, a lot of excuses that people make. And I made these excuses for years, right? For why, yes, I mean, I did a form of this video show in the past, but never really did something as big or put them on so many different platforms in a live version before. And so there's a lot of different reasons. But today what we're going to talk about is the fear of failure. And, you know, everyone should know that the way that Gary Vee put together this book is he basically, you know, he has the principles that he talks about all the time. And he put those principles in a book called Crush It, right? It was, you know, many, many years ago, it was sort of the formation of his principles. And so what Crushing It essentially does is it updates the book Crush It, and then it adds in basically people who have been doing his principles, right? So they figured it out, they got motivated, and they did it. So maybe they put together a podcast, but essentially they built a personal brand around their business, and then they monetized it. And so what everyone should know is, and Gary Vee says this in his book, is that, you know, all of these people started from basically nothing. You know, they were, you know, just maybe just like you. They didn't have a personal brand. They could not figure out how to do it. And they read Gary Vee's book and they're like, wow, there's so many things that I could be doing, right? And so they monetized it. And he has these examples in the book, right? So essentially the message is that if you're not building your personal brand, it's because you're not ready to do it, or there are things that are holding you back. So we're going to go through some of these obstacles in the next several episodes. The first is fear of failure. So, yeah, you know, most people fear failure as lawyers. You know, one of the things that we hate doing is losing, right? We hate losing to our opponents. We hate losing to the other side. We hate failing in many ways. We hate when we lose, you know, bar association elections. We think everything is the end of the world. But really what it is it may not be fear of failure necessarily, as Gary Vee talks about in this book. It may actually be fear of disappointing people. So whether that's, you know, your fear of disappointing yourself, you fear disappointing family, you fear disappointing your spouse, your kids, you fear disappointing, you know, your law partner, so many people, right? And so at the end of the day, what Gary Vee says is,
Ignore those voices. Commit to ignoring every single voice that threatens to undermine you. And I know that's very hard to do. It's very hard, especially, and I talked about this on one of my episodes of the Laura's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. You know, there's going to be lots of haters out there, especially when you start to get big and you start to, you know, make money off of what you're doing, make money off your personal brand. There's going to be a ton of haters out there. There's going to be people who are going to, there'll be people who are going to write nasty comments on your live stream. There's going to be people who, you know, send you nasty emails or make nasty comments on your posts. I see that all the time with anybody who is doing doing live stream and that sort of thing. And hey, I want to say hi to the commenter on Twitch. How's it going? So building your personal brand is tough because you gotta face your fears. You gotta face possibly disappointing people. You know what Gary Vee actually says: the one person you can't ignore on this issue is your spouse, which, you know, I totally agree with. You have to be on the same page as the, you know, as your spouse or your partner, whoever you're living with, because it's really the only person that you have to make sure that you plan with and that, you know, they're on board as well. But everyone else, you have to just ignore and, you know, put out of your mind. You have to be your own judge and jury, is what Gary Vee says, which is so true, because only you know where you want to go. Only you are going to be able to, you know, reach your goals. Only you know where you want to go. And as, you know, Grant Cardone talks about all the time, you make your own economy. Yeah, I mean, there's maybe a recession out there. Maybe there's, you know, unemployment. But at the end of the day, you're the only person that can satisfy your own expectations. So to sum up what I think what we want to talk about today is, you know, no one who played it safe ever made it big. That's a quote from Gary Vee's book. Unless you're willing to take a risk, unless you're willing to be bigger than yourself, to, you know, get out of yourself and don't worry about the fears of disappointing others. You know, what about disappointing yourself, right? What about, you know, you have goals in your life. You have things that you want to do. What about, you don't disappoint yourself. Make your life what you want it to be. I saw a very interesting TED Talk yesterday, and I'm going to try to get her on the podcast for the Legal Power Players interview that I try to do every Tuesday. And it was interesting because, you know, she talks about how, you know, sort of, you know, what her life was like. And a lot of lawyers feel this way. And I felt like this in the past, where you have people who, you know, go to law school, they do great things. And then they identify themselves as a lawyer. That's the only way that they identify themselves. And so if they lose a case or they lose a client or something bad happens in their legal practice, then their life goes downhill because they don't have a life. They don't identify themselves other than being a lawyer. And so that's why it's so important. That's why, you know, I really say, you know, when you're developing your personal brand, think about other things that you do other than being a lawyer and try to build your personal brand on that. Whether that's something like gaming or music or, you know, scrapbooking, whatever it is, you got to find time to do the things that you love and take care of yourself, or you're just going to be sort of that typical, you know, stereotypical, you know, attorney who drinks too much and works too hard. There's more to life than that. So building your personal brand allows you to delve into parts of yourself that are not legal related, right? You know, you're a lawyer, you work hard, but there's got to be other things, other parts of your life, whether that's family, whether that's friends, whether that's a sport that you enjoy. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, I think lawyers make a lot of excuses for why we don't build a personal brand. And one of them is, you know, I don't want to disappoint, you know, people in my family. I don't want to, you know, take a risk and, you know, maybe say something that I don't mean. And then, you know, I lose my license. We always go to extremes as lawyers, right? We always go a little too, you know, at the end of the road, we're going to lose our license. We're going to be unemployed, all of that kind of stuff. What Gary Vee says in the book is that there's really very little that you can't recover from when you say things online, which is very true. Now, don't get me wrong. If you say something very, you know, sort of like outrageous and yeah, I mean, there are things that can happen, and we are all bound by ethical rules. We're all bound by the Supreme Court rules of the state that that we live in and that we practice. But there's a lot of things that you can do, you know, within those rules. So developing your personal brand will really allow you to get you to where you want to be, and to be able to build a practice that you enjoy.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You could also leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You can also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn on my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast, or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing on with Dr. Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Wednesday, July 1st at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyersEQ. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.